This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. They've got Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location. And that's why you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Hello, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and your latest news stories will begin locally with an explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend that left two teens severely injured, along with an 11-year-old. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest that gasoline was used to ignite it, but the exact cause of the explosion remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal emphasized the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical conditions with his prognosis remaining grim. His family, facing unimaginable stress and challenges, has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses, lodging, and travel costs. And authorities continue to investigate the incident. Residents are reminded to prioritize safety when engaging in outdoor activities, especially during the warmer months when outdoor fires are common. Although Tuscola County commissioners called a rare special meeting for Friday, there was nothing accomplished. The meeting was mostly in closed session and only lasted about a half hour. The reason cited for the meeting was to discuss strategy in connection with the negotiation of a collective bargaining agreement with legal counsel for both sides present. Over the last few weeks, commissioners have met several times in closed sessions regarding labor negotiations. Meanwhile, the two sides remain at a stalemate. News out of Detroit, where U.S. Census Bureau estimates show America's Northeast and Midwest cities are rebounding slightly from years of population drops, highlighted by modest growth in Detroit after decades of declines. Government figures that were released today show Detroit saw its population grow for the first time in decades, rising by 1,852 people to 600,218 inhabitants last year. That's a milestone for Detroit, which had 1.8 million residents back in the 1950s, only to see its population plummet afterward. And meanwhile, Census Bureau estimates the show 13 of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. were in the South last year, and 8 of them in Texas alone. We'll return on Thumb Broadcasting for more news in just a moment.
Drivers feeling the bumps of construction? Don't let roadblocks slow you down. Flannery Auto Mall's got your back with our spring service special. Flannery Auto Mall is offering a springtime service special. You can get an oil change, tire rotation, cabin filter, windshield wipers, and engine air filter starting at $219. In Bad Axe and surrounding areas, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle so you can keep rolling without interruption. Book your appointment today by calling the Flannery Auto Mall or scheduling your service online. Just mention our spring special. Don't wait. Take advantage of our spring service special and drive with confidence. Hassle-free service is just a call or click away. Flannery Auto Mall, where your satisfaction drives us. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Making your journey smoother. With no
particular place to go. While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
The next two stories are from the Associated Press. The first one reads, pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks put up tents and faked bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board, and she says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people yesterday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Acker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at about 4:30 in the morning. The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says they have no direct investments. And lastly, prosecutor star witness is back in the hot seat in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Defense lawyers will try to chip away at Michael Cohen's crucial testimony implicating the ex-president. Trump's trial resumed today in Manhattan with the defense cross-examining Cohen, whose credibility could determine the presumptive Republican's presidential nominee's fate in the case. Cohen is the last witness for prosecutors before Trump's lawyers get a chance to put on a defense. Prosecutors are trying to prove that Trump schemed to suppress a damaging story he feared would torpedo his 2016 presidential campaign and then falsified business records to cover it all up. Trump says he did nothing wrong. Your news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall and Bad Axe. They have Chevy, Buick, and GMC all in one location, and that is why you will find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall and Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure you go to thumbnet.net.